listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
My word is a lamp.
Welcome to Thy Word is a Lamp. This is a Family Bible Teaching Ministry. Today you will be listening to our Bible teacher, Sheila Suarez.
Praise the name of the Lord. It's really a privilege to be here another Saturday evening to continue in the gospel writings of Matthew. We are going to start Matthew chapter 5 this evening. Last week we completed chapter 4. The last verse in verse 25 tells us that great multitude followed him from Galilee and from Decapolis, Jerusalem, Judah, and beyond the Jordan. So we are going to go into chapter 5 today of Matthew. And before we begin, let us pray. Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus. We thank you for who you are. Thank you for your many blessings in our lives. Thank you for allowing us to glean from this great book, people of God, that you have, oh God, given us at this time. And we pray right now in the name of Jesus, oh God, that you will continue, oh God, to illuminate your word to us, that your word will be a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. Father God, we pray, O God, that as your people, O God, we will adhere to your word. O God, we will not become forgetful hearers, but we will listen and learn and understand and apply your word to wisdom. Father, we just thank you right now for what you're doing for us in this season. Thank you for the lives that are being changed. Thank you for those that have not yet known you, that they will come to know you as Lord and Savior. Holy Spirit of God, we thank you for bringing conviction to the hearts of your people. And we pray right now in the name of Jesus, O God, that you'll continue, O God, Almighty Lord, to lead and guide us into all truth. So we bless you, we praise and honor and give you glory. As we look to you by faith and give you thanks, we pray in the name of Jesus. And we say amen and amen. Praise God. So we are going to start in Matthew 5, and we're going to be looking on the Beatitudes, or the blessings, and we are going to see how far we can go in this. So we are going to start at verse 1. The word tells us, and seeing the multitude, he went up on a mountain, and when he was seated, his disciples came to him. So we see the great multitude that was following Jesus. The word tells us that he went up on a mountain. And when he was seated, his disciples came to him. And I'm reading from the New King James Version. When he was seated, his disciples came to him. Verse 2. Then he opened his mouth and taught them, saying. Jesus opened his mouth and taught them, saying. So Jesus, at every opportunity he gets, he was always teaching. And people of God, that's what we need more than ever. We need to be taught the word of God. We need preaching, but we need teaching more than anything else. And the body of Christ, people of God, must be taught. And that is how we are going to learn how to live this Christian life, people of God, that we need to be taught daily the word of God. So Jesus always, whichever opportunity he gets, he always take that time out to teach. So we see in verse 2 said, he opened his mouth and taught them, saying. Look on the first blessing in verse 3. He said, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are the poor in spirit, people of God. The word did not say, speak of us being physically poor. It speaks of us being poor in spirit. That means spiritually, you are always feeling inadequate. You don't feel like you have it all together. You don't feel like you have arrived. And people of God, when we reach to that place of being poor in spirit, the word tells us a blessing will come upon us. God's favor will be upon us. Happy, the word means blessed or happy or favored are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. So when we go forth each day and we come to the Lord daily and say, Lord, I need you. I need you more than ever today. I need you in my everyday walk. I need you, Holy Spirit, to lead and guide me. I can't live this Christian life on my own. That is showing that you are poor in spirit. You don't think that you have it together. You don't think that you have already arrived, but you continue to seek the Lord and follow after him and ask the Holy Spirit to help you in those areas of your spiritual life. So we see the word said, blessed are the poor. Jesus himself gave this blessing. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. So the kingdom of heaven will be manifested in the lives of those that are poor in spirit, because they are going to walk in complete dependence on the Holy Spirit. And people of God, when we walk in complete dependence on the Holy Spirit, then we are going to see the kingdom of God manifested in our everyday life. We are going to see the kingdom of God manifested in our homes, in our churches, in our schools, in our workplaces, in the marketplace, wherever we go. The kingdom will be manifested because we are completely dependent upon the Holy Spirit. We are completely reliant upon the Holy Spirit. So it is just showing us, as Jesus said, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of God. Look at the other blessing. He said, blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are those, happy are favored, are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. And people of God, this mourning doesn't only have to be if somebody dies or if we lose something, but this mourning is also over sin. How many of us still mourn over sin? How many of us still travail because we see people in their sinful state? So blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. People of God, when we come to that place where we start to mourn over sin, where we start to travail over sin, where we start to come to understand that we can't be comfortable over here and others are uncomfortable and go on their way to hell in their sinful state. So we have to come to that place I've started to ask the Holy Spirit to stir up in us, people of God, that heart that will travail over sin. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. And the mourning doesn't have to just be because somebody dies and we will get comfort from the Lord, but we also, people of God, are called to mourn over sin. Mourn over sin. Look at verse 5 of Matthew chapter 5. He said, blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. So people of God, we are called to be meek. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. So whatever is here on earth for us, we are going to get, people of God, but we have to walk in meekness. We have to walk in meekness. And meekness does not mean weakness. But meekness is power under control. Power under control, people of God. So we are called, people of God, to walk in meekness. Blessed or happy or favored are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. And people of God, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. And we are called to inherit the earth. But the word tells us that it's the meek who is going to inherit the earth. So let us ask the Lord to help us to walk in meekness, to imitate Jesus. The word of God tells us that he is meek and lowly in heart. So we have to imitate him and walk in meekness. Look at verse 6. Of Matthew chapter 5, as we continue in the Beatitudes. He said, blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled. Children of God, happy or favored are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled. Is there a hunger in your heart for righteousness? Is there a thirst for righteousness? The word of God tells us that we shall be filled. We see in Psalm 42, 1 through 2, Psalm 42, 1 and 2, the word said, as the deer pants for the water brook, so pants my soul for you, O God. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? So people of God, we see here that hunger in the life of the psalmist as he wrote this psalm, as the deer pants for the water brook. And people of God, it is said that deer, the deer is an animal that when they smell water, when they are thirsty and they smell water, it doesn't matter what road they have to cross. Even if a vehicle is coming, they don't even care about that. All they can think about is to go and find that water brook to quench their thirst. And people of God, the psalmist was there and speaking in this manner, it shows how thirsty he was for God. The word said, as a deer, just like the deer pants for the water brook, so my soul pants for you, O God. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? So we see there was a longing, people of God. There was a yearning in the soul of the psalmist as he cries out to God. The word says in verse 6 of Matthew 5, blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled. People of God, we are going to be filled up when we are hungry and thirsty for righteousness. The word tells us, as Jesus himself spoke in John 6, 35, and Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He who comes to me shall never hunger, and he who believes in me shall never thirst. I am the bread of life. He who comes to me shall never hunger. The word tells us, when we go to Jesus, he is the bread of life. He is the one who sustains us, children of God. He said we will not be hungry anymore. And those who believe in him shall not thirst anymore. People of God, do we truly believe in Jesus? Do we truly believe in him? The word tells us we shall not be thirsty anymore. The word tells us if we eat of him, we shall not be hungry anymore. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled. The Lord is calling us, children of God. He's calling us to come to him. Come to him. I am the bread of life. He who comes to me shall never hunger, and he who believes in me shall never thirst. He's calling us to come to him, people of God, to come into that deep relationship with him, to come to that place of fellowship with him, of communion with him. He wants us to eat of him and be filled up. He wants us to drink of him and be filled up and not be thirsty anymore. Look at John 7, 37 through 38. And the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried out, saying, if anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink. If anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink. He who believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water. People of God, we see, as Jesus said in these words, if anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink. Are you thirsty today? Are you hungry for more of Jesus? Is there a hunger and a thirst in your heart for Jesus? He's calling us to that place of coming to him, of eating of him and drinking of him, and find our refreshment in him, find our replenishment in him. People of God, he who believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of his heart or out of his innermost being will flow rivers of living water. What is flowing from us, people of God? We might ask the question this evening. What is flowing from us? Is it living water? Whatever comes from us, is it life-giving? We have to stop and ask ourselves this question. Is it life-giving what is coming from us? For the word tells us, if we believe in Jesus As the scripture has said, out of our innermost being, out of our heart, will flow rivers of living water. So we want, people of God, what is coming from our heart to be life-giving. To be life-giving. Let the words that come from our mouth be life-giving. Let our action, people of God, be life-giving. Whatever we do, it should be life-giving because it's flowing from a place of love. It's flowing from a place of intimacy with Christ Jesus. Look at verse 7 of Matthew chapter 5 as we continue in the Beatitudes. He said, blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. So people of God, if we show mercy, we are going to get mercy. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. And the word tells us in Romans 12:8, he who exhorts in exhortation, he who gives with liberality, he who leads with diligence, he who shows mercy with cheerfulness. So people of God, if we are going to show mercy, let us do it with cheerfulness. Many times we say we are showing mercy, but we're not cheerful. So we want to show mercy with cheerfulness, people of God. The word of God tells us that the Lord himself has crowned us with loving kindness and with tender mercies. His mercies towards us is tender. So we are to show mercy with cheerfulness. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. And people of God, if we are showing mercy without being cheerful about it, we have nothing to obtain. We have nothing to get. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. And Paul himself tells us in Romans 12:8, say that we should show mercy with cheerfulness. So we want to be people who show mercy with cheerfulness. Look at verse 8. As we continue in the Beatitudes, verse 8 said, blessed are the pure in heart. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. People of God, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. People of God, happy or favored are those who are of a pure heart, for they shall see God. People of God, we want to be people with pure hearts. We want to have the right intention, the right motive. Whatever we do it with purity of heart and mind, with the right motive and the right intention, people of God. Whatever we do, we are not doing it for a show. We are doing it because of the love of God in our hearts. So blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. We want to have that pure heart, children of God. We want to see God. We want to see him high and lifted up. We want to see him in his exalted position. We want to see him at work in our lives. We want to see his hands at work in every area of our lives, in every situation that we are going through. We want to see him. So when we have that pure heart, people of God, we will see the hands of God working on our behalf. Even when it looks contrary, we know that it is not, because he works everything out together for good to those who love him and to those who are called according to his purpose. So we want to have a pure heart, pure motives. We want to have pure intentions in whatever we do, for we want to see God just like Isaiah saw him. Isaiah saw him high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple. And the word tells us that when Isaiah saw the holiness of God, he saw his unholiness, and he cried out to God, and he said, woe unto me, for a man of unclean lips, and I live among people of unclean lips. And the word tells us that the seraphim took a live coal and purged him. People of God, and we see when the Lord said, who shall I send? Isaiah was ready to say, here am I, send me. And people of God, when we have that pure heart, we will be willing workers in the kingdom. We will be ready to say, yes, Lord, send me. So we want to be people who are of a pure heart. We want to be people who see the Lord God at work in our everyday situation. We want to see his hands at work. The word tells us that God is always working. Jesus said, my Father is always working and I'm working too. We don't cease from working. We are always working on behalf of the people of God. So we see people of God, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Look at verse 9. The word tells us, blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. Happy or favored are those that are peacemakers. And peacemakers, people of God, is different from peacekeepers. Peacemakers are those who want to see people reconciled to God. They want to see people reconciled to each other. So whatever they have to do, they're always trying to make peace and to make sure that people are reconciled because of their love that they have in their heart for one another. So the peacemakers are different from the peacekeepers. The peacekeepers are those who compromise, those who tolerate anything and don't speak out against anything. They are the peacekeepers. We don't want to be peacekeepers. We want to be peacemakers, those who are trying to bring forth the word of God in such a way that others will hear the good news and be reconciled to God the Father. So we want to be people who are peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. People who are ready to be there as a go-between and to make sure that people are reconciled and come back into right relationship. So we see, people of God, there's a blessing for the peacemakers, for they shall be called the sons of God. And the word tells us in John 13:35 that then will the world know that you are my disciples, Jesus was speaking, when you show love one for another. So if we are truly peacemakers, we are people who are walking in love. We are people who are walking in the love of Jesus Christ, who are demonstrating that love. Then will the world know? The world will know that you belong to Jesus. The world will know that you are Jesus' disciples when you show love one for another. When we become peacemakers, the word said, we shall be called sons of God. So we want to be called children of God. We want to be called sons of God. We want to become the mature sons of God. And the word tells us if we are led by the Spirit, we are the sons of God. We are the mature ones. So we want to become mature in the kingdom of God, people of God. We want to walk in love. We want to be called the sons of God. We want the world to know that we are Jesus' disciples. And the word tells us that the world will know that we are Jesus' disciples when we show love one for another. Look at verse 10 of Matthew 5. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are favored are happy are those who are persecuted. We are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. People of God, we don't want to be persecuted for no other reason but for righteousness' sake. And many times, people of God, we do things contrary to the will of God and are being persecuted, and we think that's not for righteousness' sake. But when we are living for Christ, and when we are being persecuted because of the gospel of Jesus Christ, when we are being persecuted for doing the right thing, then the word said, for theirs, the kingdom of heaven belongs to us. The kingdom will be manifested in our lives as we are persecuted for righteousness' sake. So as children of God, we are called, people of God, to be those who stand up and stand up for what is right. And when you are persecuted for doing right, then people of God, it is saying that we are pleasing God. We are pleasing God, and the kingdom of heaven will be manifested in our everyday life. Look at verse 11 of Matthew 5. It said, blessed are you when they revile and persecute you and say all kind of evil against you falsely for my sake. Blessed are you, happy are you, favored are you when they revile you, when they insult you and persecute you and say all kind of evil against you falsely for my sake. People of God, it must be falsely. They must say all those things falsely against you, as Jesus said, for my sake. So people are going to persecute us. They are going to insult us. They are going to tell lies on us. People of God, for the sake of Jesus Christ, remember, it's not us they hate, it's the Christ in us. And Jesus told us in John 15 that it's not you they hate, it's me. So people of God, we have to come to understand as children of God, as followers of Jesus Christ, we are going to be persecuted. People are going to say all manner of evil against us. They are going to speak against us falsely for the sake of Jesus Christ. They hated him without a cause. They will hate us too without a cause, children of God. But look on how Jesus said we should respond. Look on verse 12. The word of God says, rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so they persecuted the prophets who were before you. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad. We should be rejoicing, people of God, when we are persecuted for the name of Jesus Christ. Rejoice, Jesus said. This is how we respond. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so they persecuted the prophets who were before you. And people of God, when we truly decide to follow Jesus Christ, when we truly decide to walk in holiness and righteousness, we are going to be persecuted. We are going to be hated for the cause of Christ. So when these things happen, people of God, we shouldn't be alarmed. We shouldn't be wondering what's going on. The word tells us here that we are going to be insulted and persecuted, and lies will be told on us for the sake of Jesus Christ. But we said we should rejoice. This is how we respond. Rejoice and be exceeding glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so they persecuted the prophets which were before you. So we have a reward to receive in heaven, people of God, for the persecution that we will endure. And we also must remember that the great prophets before us were also persecuted. We can remember Isaiah, Jeremiah, and those prophets. They were persecuted for the truth of God's word. And people of God, if we are false prophets, we will not be persecuted. But if we are true prophets of God, we will be persecuted for the cause of Christ. So let us gear up our minds. Let us have that same mindset like Jesus Christ, to endure and to go through hardship, and knowing that there is a blessing for those who endure persecution and who will walk continuously in the ways of the Lord. So we are going to stop here this evening at verse 12 of Matthew 5, and we will continue from there next week. God bless you all. It was really a privilege to be here to bring forth the Beatitudes, the blessings of God to his people. And we pray that we will not just be hearers of God's words only, but we will be doers of the word. God bless you. Have a wonderful weekend. Let us pray. Father, we thank you again for your word to us. We just thank you for your many blessings in our lives. We just thank you, O God, through the power of the Holy Spirit, that we can live this life, O God Almighty, that is pleasing to you. So we pray right now in the name of Jesus, O God, that you'll continue to empower us, O God, to walk in the victory that you have prepared for us. And we pray in the name of Jesus, we will hold firmly to your word, O God. And when persecution comes, O God, we will know how to respond. Your word said we should rejoice and be exceeding glad, for great is our reward in heaven. So we just thank you again for your word. Thank you for your people and for what you're doing for us in this season, as we look to you and give thanks. In Jesus' precious name we pray, and we say amen and amen. Blessings to you all. Amen.
Thank you very much for listening to our Family Bible Teaching Ministry. Let's hope you have been blessed by this wonderful word. Thy word is a lamp. You can reach us at 561-667-8477. 561-667-8477. Join us again next week at the same time. Thy word is a lamp.